This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You do. 7 after the hour, Judge Stephens Good Day program. Independence Week is being celebrated by all of us. I don't like to just make it a day. Jay Kirshner is here with me, as she usually is, welcoming in the day for some. A lot of people listen around the clock to this program. GoodDayShow.com is where you can find that. And a welcome in to those who are listening to radio stations and they're not hearing a familiar voice. That would be, well, some of you, I think the folks down in Pennsylvania, as I pointed out earlier, have heard me in this program over the years. We welcome in this week 1240 WRTA with 98.5 on the other side, in Altoona, Pennsylvania on the AM side, State College, Pennsylvania, WRCH, WRS, wait a minute, do that again, Doug. How about we give them the right call letters? WRSC, Radio State College, 95.3. Oh. How about them apples? There's an airport. I remember going to the radio station there. I remember it's a great college town. Have you ever been to State College? Wonderful. The two things I remember about Altoona and State College. Altoona was a stop on the train from New York actually ran all the way to the Pennsylvania Railroad, went out to St. Louis and down into Texas, I think. We used to take the train from Boston and then get on. We changed trains. The New Haven train brought us into New York, and then we got on to Pennsylvania, and we went to see my grandparents and got off in Effingham, Illinois. I remember going by that railroad station a couple of years ago. It's all abandoned now, nothing there. But I remember, you know, my grandfather would meet me there, meet us all there. And in the middle of the night, at one point, my mother thought we were old enough to go by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So my two sisters, my oldest sister Linda and my younger sister Nancy and me, we all got on the train together. And my oldest sister, I think Linda was 15 at the time. And my mother wasn't well, so she wanted us to see, and we wanted to go see our grandparents. Great trip. So I would drive my sisters crazy by getting, at every stop I'd get off the train. And I would walk around, and I wouldn't get back on the train until it started to move. And I was like 9 years old or something like that at the time. And so I remember vividly getting off in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I can remember the state's probably not anything like what it was then, but it was really kind of a cool thing. And then my State College stories, having been on the radio there, we did a personal appearance. I think it was me and Charlotte. Oh, no, because I flew into that little airport in State College and went. There was a wonderful restaurant on the second floor. I wish somebody that was listening now in State College would remind me the name of this restaurant. Second floor of a building. I hope it's still there because it was marvelous. I can't remember the name of it, but it was on the main street in State College, Pennsylvania. Great college towns, anyway. So those are some of the memories. And today and this week, good time for you to share memories. This is a time when a lot of people, most folks, take some time off. We don't, but then that's just kind of me. I think I'm going to have Jay take some time off because she needs to take care of that little annoyance in the lungs that she has. Right, yeah. So I'll get Jennifer to spend some time with us. Jennifer Horn, who's been associated with this program for 17, 18 years. There's a lot of tradition here. And although I think we do, if I do say so myself, a fabulous job of keeping up with what's going on, there are times when I feel like it's more comfortable to reflect, to go back on to some of the, if you will, the good old days and things that do not necessarily live on forever, and maybe they shouldn't. But the tradition of what goes on during the week that we have celebrated our independence is an important thing. It's one of I think we have too many holidays in America, but I think there are three or four, and you and I have gone through them, certainly Christmas and New Year's, Memorial Day, perhaps with Veterans Day, I think that certainly the 4th, Memorial Day, has also a special connotation for me. But at any rate, there are other times when we can take a deep breath. But this is the time when we really take a deep breath and enjoy the weather. And even though it's hot, it's not as happy. Thankful, it's not raining as much where I am. It's not as hot as it was down in the south and the southeast. But it still is, it's summertime. And summertime is when the living is easy. I'm going to make it easy right now for you to win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. You ready? How about this? Pay attention. This is an important step in your declaring your freedom. I want to go to Las Vegas, and I don't want to pay. Okay, we don't have to. 2 yeah, free nights. Right now, I have you covered. Exactly. 541 Travels has made this possible. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-DUG is the number. 800-419-3684. Yep, you heard me correctly. One of the first 10 callers in this particular instance. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. Pretty simple. It's not even a contest, right? You're one of the first 10 callers. Mm-hmm. You're all set. No questions asked. Yep, it's a giveaway. 2 nights you win in Las Vegas. No purchase necessary. 800-419-3684. That's 800-419-DOUG, Doug. All right, so what are we doing here in the good news department? The Iberian Peninsula. Unique opportunity, speaking of trips, to go over and witness what they're doing to promote green energy. Two nations taking advantage of this, right? Portugal and Spain. Spain generates half of its power from renewable sources. Portugal is set to hit 100%. How do they do this? This is a great lesson. Portugal set out 9 or 10 years ago to make March of this year, when they would be when they'd be free of having to use fossil fuels, and they've gotten there. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they've generated 103% of their monthly energy consumption using all renewable sources.
Yeah, solar, wind.
Yeah,
water.
That's something we are out to lunch when it comes to that.
Well, but it seems like that was so with I'm thinking what they're called, not the windmills, the water ones that
water,
the stream would
turbines.
Go through and and it would just like this big wooden wheel would turn and it would create electricity and that seems like it's so olden day. Why is it not such a mainstay today? It's like the work was already done. Just make it better so that it's functioning, and look at what Spain and Portugal are now doing. They're like, hey, we got this.
Well, one of the things about that history, I come from an area of the country where history abounds because it was this part of the country. The first shots were fired, Lexington and Concord, about 10, 12 miles from where I live in a town called Framingham. And we go over there all the time. When people come to town and they're tourists, they all want. I think it was. I didn't ever go there as a kid. I took a date there one night, and we walked around. It was peaceful and quiet. And I don't know. This is probably 40 or so years ago, maybe longer than that. But it used to be. It was kind of like Stonehenge in England. You could just walk around before people started doing stupid stuff, and they had to, secure the place at night. But anyway, so the reason I bring it up is because Pepperidge Farm, the bread outfit, used to grind all of their flour at the old grist mill, which was part of the Wayside Inn complex, still is, as a matter of fact. And the reason that it's Longfellow's Wayside Inn. It was halfway between Boston and Worcester on the old Boston Post Road, and it was part of the scenery. When the fighting started in April of 1774, the shots heard around the world from Lexington and Concord, and the soldiers walked right by this inn. It wasn't really an inn; it was just a little house then, halfway between Boston and Worcester, and it's now a big old inn called Longfellow's Wayside. It was restored by Henry Ford, who bought thousands of acres of land around here. He actually wanted to build a car plant, and people wouldn't let him. But he was able to restore a lot of American history in this and that. So I'm sort of, that's a side story to the renewable energy thing. But I tell you the story because the Pepperidge Farm grist mill was powered and still is by the water that comes through. There's a stream there, and that is what powers it. You have great pictures. But if you go up and down the East Coast, especially the mill towns in the Northeast, they were always built on a river, and they got all their electricity out of the water and the water wheels. So why don't we do that anymore? That's what they're teaching us in Spain and Portugal.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, the big five economies in Europe include Spain, and they're now generating more than half of their electricity from these renewable sources. And I think that is something we easily could do if we wanted to do. And I'm not necessarily, I'm not on the same bandwagon of global destruction if we don't take care of the climate problem, because the climate problem isn't something that we can all agree on. It isn't all caused by the same things. However, if you want to have clean air, solar power, wind power, hydroelectric power, even nuclear power. I always get criticized when I say that I think it's clean except for what you generate in terms of the stuff that's left after you've used the nuclear energy. Then what do you do with that stuff? That's the problem. But a lot of countries in Europe are going down that road. And anyway, so the weather in Europe has been balmy compared to last year at this time, when the country was roasting under drought, a lot of fires, the heat wave, and that sort of thing. So do you know where it's like that right now? Instead of it being in Europe, it's in China. China has set a record for hot days the past few months. Highest number of hot days since records began, actually, according to authorities there. The country is confronting another scorcher. Four heat waves so far taking place in China. So let's hope that doesn't blow over in our direction. Thank you very much. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
USA News on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News on demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms, from USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. This is Doug Steffen. I'm here with Jay Kirshner. That's the Good Day program. This portion of every hour we devote to what's going on in the social media department. I was just saying to Jay that I have posted on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, a page that I don't use as much anymore as I used to because I think they've made it more difficult to use it and be free with it. I don't do Instagram. I probably should. But I don't. We were just talking about using Twitter and how it is very difficult. I don't know. Some of the radio hosts that use it and are good at it, they seem to be able to. It's second nature to them. And I wonder about you when you're doing social media while we're on the air. Can you do that and focus on what we're talking about at the same time? Because I know a lot of people who say they do that. They engage the audience that way. And I'm not sure I understand fully the benefit of it. I like to have phone calls when we have somebody who has something good to say or interesting to say, but then what does all of this social media get you? Except
A lot of it's not in real time. A lot of it is we post something and then we circle back to it. So it's not like I'm just staring at social media and responding as soon as anybody's saying anything. This, the conversation on air is definitely priority number one. And then the great thing too is that it's also our social media goes on all day every day. It's not just okay, we asked this question or we're having this conversation right now, okay, that's over. It's constantly being circled around to, and we're always keeping that communication line open, which is great.
All right, so anyway, some of the things I've posted just for the heck of it: never believe you are above or below anyone. Keep a humble spirit. I think that's something that we all need to be more aware of. Practice it. Yeah, exactly. Then I posted a picture I just sent you to. If you're having a bad day, picture of a kissing booth. And it's a bunch of dogs in a booth looking to be, I think there's nothing better than Daisy giving me a kiss, right? How about, having a kiss from a dog if you're having a hard time? Then maybe that's something for you to do.
I love the little snuggle when they rub their head into you.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly.
It's the sweetest thing.
Yeah, it is. Nothing better than that sort of feeling. Okay, we have posted the story about the cocaine that possibly was found in the White House. I don't know that I think that it's a big deal. It says something and everybody thinks Hunter Biden right away. One of our listeners said, so Hunter forgot something? Could I guess have expected that. Melody writes, and who seriously is surprised? I'm sure Joe knows nothing about it. No. Greg says, has to raise questions considering the habits of a certain resident. I'm telling you that this is not something that is new. I don't know for a fact.
it could have been left from somebody else.
Of course.
But what about
not that
this?
I'm like, giving them a pass, but...
No, of course not. But it's one of those things of, this is in the news, this is definitely in the media, people are talking about this, but it does not feel like it's something that is being super blown out of proportion. What if this were during Trump's residency and it was found then?
Yeah.
It would have been
a nightmare.
10 times.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
10 times
right.
More discussed.
Yeah. Happy birthday today to listener Jennifer Benoit, I think is her name, Tessa Sullivan. Hi. Who else? Michael Kay's birthday is today. Jerry Cornell, all listeners to the Good Day program. Good to have you on board, and we wish you a very happy, what is it we say, many happy returns of the day? I don't even, what does that mean? Have you ever had anybody wish you that?
I have. That's many. The first time I have heard those words.
You've never heard that?
The same sentence.
Oh. Okay, so Bunta Yaminski wants to be a friend. Should I, I've got all these friend requests here. Should I confirm that or not?
How do you use your social media? Do you truly connect with people, or are you just kind of accept all friends?
No, I don't accept all of them. I look at where they're from, because a lot of them are plants from China and elsewhere. So I'm not interested. No, yeah, right, exactly. Some fake. So be careful who you become friends with. I guess it's a good thing to remind people about it. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Thanks. Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Generic or name brand? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. On a radio interview, I suggested comparing the ingredients in generic over-the-counter meds with name brand pills. And we got a call from a pharmacist who said that some generics might not work as well as name brand pills because of inactive ingredients you won't see listed on the packages. For seasonal hay fever, I myself came back to Sudafed after the store brand with the same active ingredient wasn't as effective. Dr. Roy Blackburn was listening, and he writes, the meds which are probably most important not to buy generically are cardiac meds and thyroid meds. Otherwise, it is worth a try to use generics. Thanks, Doc. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Formal lab tests are confirming cocaine was found in a common area of the West Wing at the White House. Secret Service is conducting an investigation to try to determine who brought it in. The small dime-sized bag was found by Secret Service Sunday night while President Biden and his family were away at Camp David for the holiday weekend. Severe weather is continuing to threaten the central United States today. Forecasters say severe storms are likely from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock and west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Travelers are continuing to see issues at airports as people head home from their 4th of July holiday. FlightAware reporting at least 1,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the United States today. That's on top of over at least 100 flights that have been canceled. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
When I hear these songs, Jay, I can't help but being happy in the manner of speaking. It just sort of tweaks that happiness button. Jay Kerstner, Doug Steffen, at your service. It's Independence Day week, if you will, celebrating the success of others who had deep convictions and they wanted to be happy. Remember that old song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, then get rid of the British. Maybe the lyric line didn't quite go like
Which
that.
Which the whole situation, I mean, essentially, when you break it down, it started with the whole tax thing.
Yep. Boston Tea Party. That's it. Kiss those. And you know what? We have a lot to learn from that with all these people that are talking, well, you got to tax the rich, get their money. And that nonsense that becomes the battle cry of people who are ignorant, that don't understand how the country works or how business works. Without money, capital, you don't have any jobs. You have no business unless you just tax all the money from everybody and the government pays for everything, which is kind of the direction we're headed in. Don't get me started on that. Here is the story of a man who collected $3 million after his lottery ticket was stolen by a cashier.
Right?
Down in Plymouth, Massachusetts, cashed in on his winning lottery ticket last week. The winning lottery number he had went back to last January, but the store clerk stole his ticket. So how in the world...
write his name on it? Isn't that one of the things you're supposed
to do? Do you do that? I never have done that with anything that I've ever... But it's a great idea, I guess, right?
Yeah, it helps claim ownership. But and it's one of those things that I don't think many of us had ever thought about. If you win and you take it to the cashier stealing it.
Yeah. So... he left it at the store, accidentally. That's what really happened. And he realized that he had done that. He went back after he determined that he lost it. And the next person who bought the lottery ticket at the store saw his tickets sitting on the terminal, and he told the clerk, and the clerk then pocketed the tickets.
But wait, isn't that one of those things that the clerk wouldn't have been able to redeem it anyway? I feel like it's if you work with the lottery or you work at a store that sells, you and then your family members, none of you are eligible to win.
How are you going to know that if you take the lottery ticket to some other state or some other place? I think that's kind of the way. Anyway, this fellow, Paul Lytle, of Lakeville, Massachusetts, was the victim of the scheme. And the fellow who was the clerk was a guy named Nunez. No, it was a lady, Carly Nunez, pleaded not guilty. Of course, right. Anyway, she traveled to the lottery headquarters with another co-worker at the store to get the lottery money a couple of days after the purchase had been made by Mr. Little. And then what followed was a lot of investigating by the state police and the lottery commission and that sort of thing. And they figured it out that she had stolen the ticket. And so it was a quick pick. It was $2. And what do they do? You add a dollar for the multiplier. What is the multiplier, actually? I buy these tickets. I don't even know what it is. What is it? What's the multiplier?
It multiplies your winnings.
Thank you.
<That's good. laughs> You're welcome.
There we go. Why didn't I think of that? Does it double them? What does it make? How much
bigger
does it make?
It depends what the multiplier is. Because I think the multiplier is another drawn number, and then whatever that number is, that's how much it's multiplied should you win.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, this fellow's better off. Congratulations, Mr. Little, who is a boat mechanic. That neck of the woods, a lot of... boats and stuff in the harbors down there. So, good. I think those are the kind of stories we need to underscore. All right, so now, some teenage things going on in the news. We can't spend the whole week talking about Independence Day and Independence Week. There are other things going on. Esther Wang, 16-year-old hiker, got lost on a trail in Golden Ears Park up in British Columbia in late June. Now safe, though, healthy and happy with her family. She was part of a hiking group. She peeled off, went on her own, and got lost. Can you imagine what it would be like? Just put yourself in the position of this young lady. She's a 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to go off on her own. She couldn't get to the rest of the group. The rest of the group went in another direction. She yelled. She couldn't find them. They couldn't find her. So she's wandering around in this park for 4 days. No serious injuries. Yeah. She's okay. Got a lot of mosquito bites. But just put yourself there.
And her poor loved ones, just so terrified for her. And it's one of those things that it's not even like you have to go a mile away from people. You can just take a couple steps to the side, take a moment. Maybe you are taking pictures, you're just taking in the scenery, and then you turn around and everybody's gone. I feel like we've all been there in crowded spaces where we just kind of stop and look at something, and then we turn around and we're like, wait, where'd my group go?
Yeah, where is everybody? All right, this is not a good story about two 14-year-old boys who were killed in subway surfing incidents. Wow, this is something. Think about this for a second. The police identified 14-year-old Javon Frazier, who was unconscious, and he jumped onto the train platform at 33rd Street in the Queens, and police were called in. The boys... there were a couple, I guess there's been three altogether, were found, these boys were found unresponsive, and then they died. They were surfing on the tracks or something along that line in the tunnel.
Yeah, but I think that they were unrelated incidents, too. They weren't even together.
Yeah, but imagine being that reckless that you think you can jump on the, I'd be, well, maybe they just don't know that there are, some of them ride on top of the train cars, some of them jump on the tracks. That's called subway surfing. Then the, you know, these are old. Most of the, if you can imagine, the subway system opened up in New York in 1904. And much of what's there now, if you ever go on the train into Penn Station, for example, and you go underground, it looks like the damn building's going to fall down around you. Because it looks, it's just they are continually updating it and rebuilding it. But for heaven's sakes, imagine 1904.
Ugh. That's just awful. Absolutely awful.
I just find, I don't know, you're thinking about kids and...
Well, and it's like whether you hit something or you fall off. These are going at fast speeds. One of the teens was killed due to injuries sustained from falling from an elevated height. It's also not like these are always on the ground. They are on bridges and going... it's just... It is absolutely awful.
All right, so this time of year we have a lot of people swimming. Here's the story of a 7-year-old who was saved from drowning by two other young boys in Michigan. The youngster says, they're my heroes. They were 12 and 8 years of age, the heroes. Two children saving another child from drowning. This was in Fenton, Michigan. The boys saw a young boy fall into the pool and sink like a rock to the bottom of the pool. And then they realized what was going on. They jumped into the pool to save him. The mother performed CPR. Paramedics got there, transported to the hospital. He made a full recovery. But if it hadn't been for the quick thinking of these two boys, been curtains for that 7-year-old.
Who are 12 and 8.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just incredible.
The mother gave each boy a packet of books and $100 to go on a shopping spree. Okay, yeah, listen. I think somebody's life is worth more than $100, but probably they didn't do it for the money. Other people in the news today, John Linson, homeowner, fined for having 32 trees cut down from his neighbor's property in New Jersey without a permit. Hello, you cut down trees on your neighbor's property?
Were they hanging over his yard?
Well, I think that's what happens. I've had that happen to me, frankly. But the damage caused was greater than the damage incurred. So, let's see. John is going to have to pay a $32,000 fine for the trees that he cut down. And the value of the trees to replant them could be up to $1 million or so. So, and it could, he'd have to pay for that, too, at any rate. So,
what is the situation? Like, not having somebody else's trees cut down, but if there is a tree right by the property line and it's not well maintained, or bushes and not, they are not well maintained, and they pretty much hang over and hinder an area of your neighbor's yard. So the neighbor would be able to cut those branches?
I do it all the time. My farm, there's a fence along the driveway going into the farm, and the neighbor is not a fan of mine, and so he likes to have, he's got all kinds of junk and things there. And so the trees that he's planted and encouraged to grow on my side, I cut down, just take the chainsaw and just cut them. Either at the ground level, I make sure that whatever is there is on my property, but I don't want it to be I shouldn't have to have that mess on my side of the fence, right?
Absolutely.
It's wonderful to realize that there are all kinds of people in the world, some who are happy for one's success, others who are not happy, they're jealous, they think, well, if he's got it, why can't I have it? Kind of goes back to that taxation. It actually goes back to the discussion they were having off and on about the business of paying off student loans. Why should one person who happens to have had a loan, and maybe they're struggling, we get it, but why would they get special treatment? They don't deserve special treatment. And if you're going to do that for them, what's the caveat for people who don't have that liability, but a liability for a car loan, let's say? So now the government's going to pay off your car loan? Does that make sense? That makes, well, it'd be nice, but then free cars for everyone.
Rely on us more, so when the bottom drops out.
Right, exactly. You're all members of the state. Here's another name in the news. This every once in a while pops up. Bill Cosby has been sued in Nevada by 9 women who claim they were drugged and assaulted by him. Is this ever going to stop? With him, I find it's sad. Much of anything else, don't you think? It's just sad.
For victims, yeah. And also begs the question, though, too, of every victim deserves justice. Real victims, not anybody who's lying about anything. Real victims deserve justice. But at the same time, when the assailant or the quote-unquote criminal is somebody, say, like, maybe nearing death or really wouldn't even withstand 3 weeks in prison because they just, their health isn't there. Mm-hmm. Is it worth it to keep pursuing just for the peace of mind for the victims? That's one of those kind of maybe a good conversation.
What do you think?
Having.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think victims deserve justice.
Mm-hmm, they sure do. And they don't always get it, frankly, because the system in some ways is rigged, as we know. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Stephan here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ah, there we are, 53 after the hour, July the 5th. One of the things that Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show and I have not talked about, we didn't last week, and I feel like I lost the opportunity, but maybe we'll give it another shot because it seems a lot of people are having fireworks demonstrations all through this week. It isn't just the 4th of July itself or maybe the days that lead up to it. And the warning for dogs who are just not capable of, as a lot of people are not capable of, Warren, dealing with the sounds and the noises and the sights of fireworks.
You know, it's interesting, Doug. I was talking about that on the show this week, why dogs freak out so much more than some people do with fireworks. And it's something called a pina. Are you familiar with that word, P-I-N-A?
No.
It's the part of the ear. It starts with the outer part of the ear. And a dog's outer ear is so much bigger than ours. Whether they're long or floppy, it doesn't make any difference. But what happens is the ears act like a satellite dish. They're shaped to catch sound waves, which are transmitted into the ear canal, thus causing the dog to hear it much more louder than we do. So. Wow. And they have the ability to change and look for the sight. They can move their ears around in different directions. So it's a lot worse for dogs than for people. But I'm so glad you brought this up, though, because the 4th of July is over, okay? But you're right. A lot of people are still celebrating. But here's something people don't think about. It's 5 o'clock in the morning where I am right now. In about 10, 15 minutes, as soon as we get off the air, I will be letting Molly and Willie outside in my yard to do what they got to do. However, before they go out there, I will be out there with a flashlight, and I will be patrolling patrolling my backyard looking for maybe fireworks that may be used that didn't explode that may be in my yard, casings that may be in my yard. I've seen dogs. I just posted something on my Facebook page, a photo of a dog grabbing a firework that didn't go off. If you're walking your dog, if you're in your dog's backyard, or if you're near, just make sure you check the area for unexploded fireworks. Even more importantly, just the casings alone can be really, really dangerous for dogs and for cats. So just be cautious. Even though the bulk of the fireworks are over, they're still exploding in my neighborhood. But even though the bulk is over, the next couple of days can
still
be dangerous.
Isn't it awful to have to live that way, to have to go in your own yard to look around and make sure it's safe for your dog?
It is, and it's incredible. You know, it's not just pets. You know, as a veteran, I got many friends that suffer with PTSD. It's veterans as well. So it's not just dogs, not just cats. It's senior citizens, people with different types of anxiety. Listen, I'm not an abolitionist. I love fireworks. I grew up on Long Island. There were fireworks every weekend. However, do them in an area that's not going to affect so many people. I think that's the way to go.
I hope you saw the story of this guy who woke up from a coma. He learned his dog had gotten lost. This fella, the dog ran away while he was gone. The dog didn't know what was going on, so he ran away. And this fellow who had a bacterial infection was put into an induced coma back in April. He woke up a couple of weeks ago desperate to see his dog, but the dog was gone. And so they put out an alert. This is down in Grand Prairie, Texas, near Dallas. On the suggestion of some of the hospital nurses, he went on Facebook himself, asked for help, and believe it or not, this dog was found, and he was reunited. And these are just some strangers on the internet that saw the dog, found the dog, and brought the dog back to this guy.
What a great story. You know, lost pets are one of the most devastating things for any animal lover. But, you know, I was talking about this also, and it's something I might get involved with. There's a couple of places that actually are using drones now to find lost pets. What a great idea that is.
Yeah, it is.
If you can get a drone up in a neighborhood or an area where a dog or cat may have been lost, a kid doesn't make any difference. But drones, I'm trying to figure out if there's a way to organize people in different parts of the country that are drone experts. I mean, I have enough time turning my remote on my TV on and off. Drone experts that really can do that and can be contacted. Mm-hmm. Maybe they hook up with the local rescue humane organization, ASPs, but drone people that specialize in looking for lost pets or maybe lost people. But lost pets, because no one's really doing that. I mean, people go out and they drive around their cars and people yell for the dog, which makes the dog run even further away.
Yeah.
The drone may be exactly what's needed to get the owner or the guardian over to the dog or cat that's lost and retrieve them and bring them home.
Remember Michael Vick, who had those dog fights and it killed his NFL career? He was interviewed recently and he said he certainly had regret, wishing that he would have listened to the person who advised him against the dog fighting. And I wonder whether he thinks that because it was bad for his career or because it was bad for the dogs. You know, you wonder about...
Psychologically, anyone that can put two things together to fight to the death and watch the blood and the gore and drown living animals...
Sick.
There's more than just his career that's at a problem there. Yeah. And I've worked with some of his fighting dogs, so I have a real good feel for it.
The rescue. All right, check out Warren's Pet Show. ThePetShow.com is the web address. Facebook, you can watch the show every weekend all around the country. Warren is one of the true gentlemen in this world of broadcasters. And as a matter of fact, Warren, you know what it means when we run out of time. It's curtains, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.